your Bibles with me this morning, and let's make our confession. This is the Word of God. And I have what it says I have. And I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what it says I can do. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm a winner and not a whiner. I'm a doer and not just a hearer. Said I'm a doer and not just a hearer. In Jesus' name. All right. Turn to somebody and say, God loves you, and so do I. All right. Let's put our hands together as I welcome my son, Stephen Mitchell.
Mic on. There we go. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Thanks, Coach. Thank you. First of all, again, I do want to say thank you for everyone that's come out today. And I invited a specific group of people, which is the people that have made an impact in my life, either with my family or school or at work or whatever it is, acting, whatever I've done. I reached out to as many people as I could and tried to get them here today to hear what I think God has for you. So this is not as much, I've had a lot of people say, you okay? I'm good. This message is for someone here. Somebody here needs this, preaching to myself as well, but God only gave me 9 days, and that's not enough time because I've been preaching. So, again, thank you for coming, and I do believe there is a reason that everyone's here today, and there is more to come. So, one of the reasons that I'm speaking is that Laura and I, for about 8 months now, we have really worked hard as a couple to come together with God, and when you do that, things get changed up, things get difficult, and you start to struggle when you come together with God. But once you've gotten there and you start your day praying in the morning and you're holding hands and you're looking at your children and you know that God is in control and you never were, there is nothing better than that. And that's why I'm here this morning. My first topic was going to be, you are a light onto someone else. How many know that the things that you do today will be what you get tomorrow? So what I do today, I will receive tomorrow. Can I get everybody to say that? What I give today, I will receive tomorrow. That's good. That's good. Again, if you are struggling in an area of your life right now, these are I'm going to bring up some things that are personal to me, but it doesn't matter who it is or what person I'm talking to, it all goes back to the same person. When he says we have a body of Christ, he means that the hand cannot do what the foot is supposed to do, right? Can I get an amen? And the eyes have to do their job in order to see, but the eyes do nothing without the feet. Am I right? So with that being said, you have to start. Where did you get that from? Where do you get that verse? Well, in Romans 4:16, if you'll turn with me there. Give an amen whenever you get there. All right. He said, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to an end the promise might be sure to all seed. When he says to all seed, he's referring to everyone and your descendants, the people, you, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, and so on and so on. And it all started when Jesus said in John that Abraham be the father of all nations. And down in Romans, if we skip down to 4:19, he says, and being not weak in faith, and he considered not. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Can you imagine being 100 years old saying, I can have a kid? I had a difficult enough time at 30. I cannot imagine. But he considered not, therefore God did not wait. He did not have to put a lot of things in his life. He didn't have to crawl through any mud. The reason why he is the father, the beginning, what we look back to under grace, he was appointed that father under nations because he did not consider. He just right away said, okay, I'm in. Don't you wish it was that easy? That's easy enough. Just believe it. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised and was able also to perform. That's good. So he was fully persuaded. So many times in our lives, no matter where you are, doesn't matter what you do, we see the light. And the reason why everyone is here today, y'all have seen the light. God wanted someone here today to hear that. This isn't about me, or I'd be relaxing sitting in the pews. He wanted someone to hear that there has been light in front of you, and with that light, the faith that you have, you must put action with it in order for there to be substance. Can I get an amen? Amen. So get rid of the words, but, almost, I could have, I just about. If there's one word my family does not understand, Aiden, what is the word that we just don't understand? Can't. Come on. That's an 8-year-old. You are where your mind is. And your mind has two functions. It keeps track of all your experiences. It keeps a bank. Don't you wish we could kind of push a couple of those out? We'll get to that. And then it has the other function of what you will be doing now and tomorrow. Did you get what I said earlier? You will get today, you will get tomorrow what you put in today. Amen? So based off your experiences, based off of everything you've done, you are here, you are a sum total of all of those things, and that's what puts you here. And the other side of it is still to be seen. Our story is not written out. We have a purpose, and God has a plan, and he says, this is what I have for you. How much of it you choose to grab is up to you. When I think about people and strength and examples of the highest level of a person that most will recognize, Samson. Y'all heard of Samson? He's pretty popular. Samson was a judge. How many of y'all know that Samson had a wife? Samson was trying to defend his country as a judge and had never lost. Can you imagine being a man and never losing? Most of us have the opposite story. I do. Where you lost a lot, but you didn't stop, and then you see success based off of that. Right? Samson never lost at all. And he came back from war, and his wife was gone. The father of his wife said, man, I would hate to be this guy. He said, I'm sorry, she was unfaithful, so I'm going to give you another one of my daughters to replace her. But I gave her away to your best friend. I would not want to be that guy. Now, Samson was fulfilling God's purpose, and he was defending the nation. But then when hurt came in, when his wife left him, he said, let my actions not be considered. Do not hold me accountable for what I'm about to do. And then he went on a different path that God had intended for him. So Samson goes off. He ties up 300 foxes. I don't even know what a fox looks like. He ties up 300 foxes, lights them on fire, and sends them to a city, and an entire city is in flames based off of what one man did. Now, he did that out of his own decision, out of his flesh, his aggression. That was not what God wanted for him. No, that's right. But he did that on his own with that same strength. And then when he came back, have you ever heard of Delilah? Delilah was somehow, it doesn't say exactly how, but she persuaded him. I believe it says she vexed him, which means to tirelessly exhaust you to the point where you give in. She knew, and they knew, if you get to a man's heart and you know the secret of that man's heart, then you've got him. Most men are not willing to give up the secrets, the things, can I get an amen? And we've all been there. The things that we hide will come back another day to get us. And they did with him, because what he did, he rested with Delilah. And even though he knew people were coming to kill him, he had soldiers waiting 3 nights in a row. Can you imagine? So people waiting at your door to kill you, and you still being okay with it? I don't think so. But he did. For whatever reason, and it doesn't say why, he rested his head with her, and he told Delilah his secrets. He said, my hair, thank God that's not my strength. I wouldn't be very strong. He said, my hair is my strength. And so just shortly after that, his hair was cut. His eyes were taken from him. He could see no more. And he was bound by the Philistines. They have taken from him his vision. How many people in here have had vision? Anybody here play football? A couple people, yeah. You know the maturity of a football player, no matter what age, when they're holding the ball looking downfield, because you say they have what? Vision. They have vision, they're looking downfield because they know that the first two rows of people, the defensive end and the linebackers, they are not considering that they are going to get tackled by them, so they are already looking into the secondary knowing that their ability is going to get them there. God uses those same things for us, and we let things get in the way of that vision. Because it's difficult to believe in what you don't see. And if I'm not wrong, the things hoped for that are desired but are not seen, I believe is the definition of faith. God does not write out from A to Z, this is how 2016, 2017 will go. It's all written out for you. No. He puts exactly how much information you need in that book so that if you're looking for it, you will find the answers, and you find the answers over and over, and he uses examples so that we hope we don't fall down. But God, through Samson's envision, he told God, if you'll just give me my strength back, I will destroy this city. And he humbled himself, please forgive me. And his hair started to grow back. His strength came back. He killed more Philistines in one act than he had his entire life. And that moment was his life, but also his death. And then Jesus brought him down. And that was the greatest moment of his life. Now, what happened was his vision stopped because they found hurt. Goes all the way back to his wife. You could not beat Samson up. He was unbeatable. He was a judge. So if you're a celebrity, if you're a president, wherever you consider the highest status of person, that was him. And they waited and they kept coming and they kept trying to, and then they finally found what was his greatest love became his greatest weakness, because he did not confront what was in front of him at that moment, and it came back to get him. Now, thank you, Lord. With that being said, have you encountered someone throughout your day? And I use this, a lot of the things that defined where I'm at right now. Some of my greatest strengths came with some of my greatest losses. I think that one of the things, God bless my beautiful wife, Laura, that means that God is capable of anything. People ask her or ask me all the time, how did you end up with her? And I'm like, well, everybody makes mistakes, right? Like, God is forgiving. But thank God. Yeah, we both had to go out and we had to search. And this is what I love about this message and about this, the people that are here, is this is authentic. This is real. There is no gain. There is no reward for anyone except for the people that are here that needs to understand their role and how important you are for someone else. Every one of you have played a role in my life at some point. Thank you. I needed it. I still need it right now. But even more important than that, your role going forward, the things you decide to do will be dependent on your vision and where you allow your mind to go. And if you let the enemy come in, if I say Satan, then we got to go down the uh-oh. What was that, Laura? We're going to work out this year, run from Satan and walk with God. Come on. Yeah, getting some exercise. But so in what God has done in this church, the people that we have here today, you're not here by coincidence. Someone here has had a vision that has been disrupted. Someone here needs to take action and change what tomorrow has for you. Get lost. Laura and I had 35 notes. We had to put it down to one piece of paper. I said, good gosh, I don't know how pastors do it every Sunday. There's no way I would not do this. You couldn't pay me a 200, whatever it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for pastors and their patience. Come on, Chief. Show you an example, a little illustration of what I'm talking about today. You know, come right here. So this, the chief or your pastor today, right?
Today's Sunday. Chief on the job. You're not on the job.
He's pastor today, but you got to play with my dad right now. Okay. So, my dad, the decisions that he makes in his life, the things that he do, he can decide, come on, he can decide to invest in blessing and put something back for me and for my children and for my children's children. Or he cannot confront some things and I become a father. And now I've got a choice to make. I have things I can pass on, like great looks and athletic ability. Got it from my mama? Amen. I'll take it. So I can pass those things down. And also, I have to face the things that I do not like to talk about, do not like to touch, the areas of my life that are difficult for me. I didn't want to preach. I told God, no, I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I don't got time to preach. He said, you got to preach right now. Somebody needs to hear this. Someone is on the tip, and it's about to break through, and you need to explain this. The things I choose not to confront. Look at that pretty boy. Are left with him. If you are sitting in the seat today, y'all have a seat. Thank you. Have a seat, Dad. Thank you. The things that we choose to leave behind determine not just our own fate, but the fate of our children's children, and that can be proved in the Bible. So with that being said, what has God laid out in front of you? For this crowd, every one of you has been a part of my life and a blessing. And I'm so appreciative of everyone here. That's why you are where you are today, because you are appreciated and made an impact on my life. And I hope that I can make an impact on yours. Have you asked yourself, I'm sick and tired of just saying, this is the way that things are? Has anybody ever said? Yeah? That is where the message came from. That is why the song service is the way it was, because we wanted to change and break the things the way were. It's time for all of us to reach down, take what God's given us, fulfill that purpose, and see how much more He's got coming. Can I get an amen? Give me 1 second. All these notes. Okay. How many ever heard of Elijah? Yeah. Yeah, no, don't mix them up. A person who can say, it won't rain until I say it will rain. Come on. We pray for rain, and he said it won't rain until I say it's going to rain, which I believe was for 3.5 years, if I'm correct. And then they said, well, if your God can bring down water, then we will serve him. If my God brings down water, then you will serve the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. And the water came down. Elijah, like Samson, is interesting to me. He's one of the only people, Elijah, to ascend to heaven. And yet, he had one vision and ran before this happened. Jezebel said, I'm going to do to him what they've done to all the prophets. So when he had the picture in his mind that what was going to happen to him happened to all the prophets, he ran. Just with, not trying to, this is not about picking on girls. When you have a picture of something in your mind and you know those things to be true, those things can define you, make you better. God's still the same God. He never changes. He was the same that he was when he made the earth that he is now. He never changes, but we do because we're emotional. We make different decisions. But he's the same God that pulled Elijah, a man that could say, no more rain, out of a place where he was terrified from a woman. Thank you, Jesus. God says the more that you give to him, the more peace that you will have. How many has tried to control everything? Yeah? I tried that. It doesn't work. I would like to save you a whole lot of time. You can run, but you can't hide. God has a time and a specific place. Nothing surprises him. There's no accidents. There's no, he's never shocked. We have to make we still have those decisions to make. We can still be tomorrow what we put in today. Amen. So if we as a family come together, when I say family, if you look at the people around you, you have my family, my blood. You have the people I consider my family in film, people that I have gone to coach a Pee Wee Football League. But everyone knows, if you know me well, I love my family and I'm willing to do whatever it takes if it will help someone out. Right now, Jesus has said, it's time. I've waited, and it's time for someone to step forward and break the cycle that you have to be down, that you have to be sick, that things are the way they are, that this is just your story is written. No, he said there is a new coming. That's what so many things we talk about goes back to the blood. The reason why Jesus died, and they refer back to the blood so much, when with the blood, things are created new. And with that, we don't have to hold guilt. If we did, I would not be up here. Gosh, most of you. We do not have to hold guilt because God only asked that we be strong enough to pass it on to him. I told y'all about Laura and I. It was about 8 months ago. She was praying and writing things for me, and I'd gone to a place. And this is not like me because I love, y'all probably see me streak a party or, y'all have seen me do some crazy things in my younger days. But now that I'm a, I know, maybe pause on putting that on YouTube, but y'all have seen a transformation, and with that transformation, with the things that I was unwilling to confront came back when I tried to get close with my wife and my kids, and I got angry. Have y'all known me to be angry? Come on. I'm going to get even in 10 times 10 what you did to me. Anybody ever been there? But with God, the things that I could not change. When I was born, I could not control the things that had been done before my time. The things I can control is with Jesus' blood, His mercy has no boundaries. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow, in an observation of Martin Luther King, he has a great quote. It's only light can beat dark. Dark will never beat dark. What's he saying? That was a strong, strong man. He said that you can fight and be violent, but it'll never win. Light is the only thing that can replace dark. And someone today is here because you need a light to shine in you to say, step up, it's time. If God can call Stephen and he is out of his mind to get up there and talk in front of you, you can do the same. You play a purpose in this body, and he has called you, and he didn't call you to be silent. When he gets you to be silent, he has won. That's good. 8 months ago, I did not want to confront and speak up about the things I was doing wrong. But I made a decision. I said, I can't live like this, not just for me, but if this affects my children and my children's children, then I've got to be strong enough to stand up in front of everybody I know and I love and tell them the truth, which is, since I was a child, I was told, you will be a preaching machine. I got a long way to go. But I am up here, and I'm taking action with that. And I've ran for a long time. You can't hide. Come on. Again. So Abraham and his son, Isaac, made the same mistake. Right? Abraham, who, father of all nations, considered not the pinnacle of faith, told a lie to the king that Sarah was his sister. That's how fine she was, I guess. So the king says, Why do you want to put a curse upon my nation? He said, well, I was afraid that you were going to take my wife. Yeah, it's funny. When Laura and I first started dating, we told everybody, oh, no, she's like my sister. Come on. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, just look at the stage. He said, I thought you were going to take my wife from me, and then he had a son. I believe his name was Isaac. And I believe Isaac was married to Rebekah and told that king the same lie. What happened? He did not confront what he did and pass to him that lie. Now, this is the example, Father Abraham. Had he confronted, had he spoken up, had he been a light to someone, had he said something, had he addressed that, his son would not have had to deal with that issue. He could have been different. He could have passed on, just like the mighty things that he gave to him, he could have passed on those things, but he had to make a choice. He had to decide, Am I going to let my light shine? Am I going to let people's opinion, what they think of me, am I going to let all of those things be considered? Or am I going to speak up and change something? There are some people here today that God's ready for you to speak up. There's some people that have seen the light and can make an amazing difference. And you've got so much support backing everything that you want to do. This church will be packed out. Everything that you do will be a blessing if you will act on what you know to be true. I will receive tomorrow what I put in today. So we've got a choice to make going forward. You don't have to change everything right away. It just doesn't work like that. It's a process. I told you it took me 8 months just to come up to the stage. 38 years. Come on. 38 years, and I was told 30 years ago by prophets that I was going to be speaking. I was like, nah. Y'all do that. I'll do like the fun stuff, you know? You can have a lot of fun with God. Nobody said you can't have a great time with Jesus. In my life, I try to control so much, whether it be my wife and her decisions, which God bless her, she's come so far, but couldn't even drive, probably still shouldn't. She's so pretty. God bless her. With her decisions mostly being driven based off of what was fun, I had to change who I was in order to prevent what I thought things to happen. But I was never in control. And then the second I realized I was not in control, we got closer than I could ever imagine. Something sparked in me that I'd never felt. How long were we together? 10 years? 9 years? 9, 10 years. In 10 years, I'd never felt so in love with her because I could trust her with my secrets. I could rest my head with her because I confided and I said, I don't want to tell you this. I'm uncomfortable. It makes me want to just, in 38 years, I have never told anyone these things. I am ashamed. But God. Come on. So then God came in feeling vulnerable, feeling like I'd made a mistake. She was going to tell someone the things that I had done. But the opposite happened. She said, that's okay. We came together. And I waited for something, and I waited. And then there was a release. And there were things that I could talk to my dad about that I've never talked about before. And those things brought us together to where we are now. We pray every morning. We have more joy. I have more confidence now than I've ever had in my life. I don't have to control everything that she does. I don't have to control what that pretty baby boy does anymore. God is in control when I'm not. But it's up to us. It's up to us. We have to be a light and a spark. A spark has to come from somewhere. There is a spark. There are leaders in here, in Jesus' name. There are leaders in here, in this building. Come on. Don't let me get in your kitchen. Come on. There are leaders inside this roof right now that can affect thousands. I can name three. I'm not going to. Come on. The decisions we make today decides what we receive tomorrow. Do I have anyone in here in this church that has been down that road, that has fallen short and fallen short again and fallen short again? Good, because I have. Just this morning, just yesterday, just. He sent me here for a reason. I'm not the pastor of this church. He sent me to tell a specific people, thank God, I'm hoping I'm one of them, that he is calling you and he is tired of your opinions. He is tired of your but. He is tired of you considering, and he wants you to step into the light and enjoy what he has for you, which is promise, fulfillment. It's not a short-term high like you can get with drugs. Man, I've been high. Oh, it feels good. Feels great. But I've never felt sustainable grace like I have now. That only God can bring you. But you have to make that decision to change tomorrow. Is it getting quiet? Y'all still love me? Give God an amen. He told me I was going to preach four times this year. I said, well, what am I going to talk about? And that's where we got the 35 pages of notes. And I put all that on one or two or five.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for Laura. Thank God for Laura. If it wasn't for her, I'd be all over the place even more than I am now. His blessings have no end, and his light is everlasting. You just have to be bold enough. Do I have anyone in here that has seen the light before and is bold enough to say, you know what? I know that dude, Stephen is nuts. I don't know why he did it, but God used some of the craziest people in the world to fulfill his purpose. I guess because they were quick to come back when they realized what it is they had done. The decisions we make today, we get to get that reward tomorrow. It does not have to be Monday. Oh my gosh, we got to go to work. Thank God we have work. I'm speaking to some leaders today. I'm in someone's kitchen. I'm still washing. Christ means anointing, the anointed one. He said, in the last days, I will come back to give you more anointing than they did in the beginning. He said that there would be a government established. When he said there was a government, going to be a government, he was not referring to a building with 400 people. He was talking about an entire body. The foot can't do what the hand does, right? The foot cannot get jealous of the hand because it would not serve the purpose. We all serve a purpose, and in that government, we all play a key role, or the body cannot fulfill what God has in store for us. Can I get an amen? Amen. God is reaching out to you. It's time to get up and be the light and come before him. I'm sold. I'm convinced that I'm a mess, but I'm his mess. I'm convinced that the other way of doing it, I've tried that. And there's never enough, there's never a fulfillment. But with God, but with God's blood, with God's mercy. Thank God for Jesus, who never sinned, a man that never sinned and took everything upon himself so that we could be made new. A new covenant, a new, when I was showing you my father, myself, my son, those things are real. What we do today changes tomorrow. The bloodline is made new no matter where you come from. I don't care who your daddy is. We got some bad daddies in here. Thank God. Thank God for all the fathers. But it doesn't matter where you came from. A covenant between Jesus and yourself can be made new so that all of those things that you want to keep hidden, you can just hold them over to God. And he'll take you back and he'll say, come on, I've been waiting. I've been waiting right here the whole time. You thought you were in control. You thought that you were out of bounds. No, I knew. I sent that crazy boy Stephen up there to come give you word that if he can do it, if in his life he can stand before the people he loves the most, you can do it. In Jesus' name. James. Is it 12? That's it. Is that the hurry up? Come on. God told me to preach 4 times this year. I don't know what he's speaking to you. But if you believe me, if you believe there's nothing in this for me, I get no reward no matter what you do or do not do. But I will stand for you. I will step out. In Joshua 1:9, it says, be strong and courageous with your decisions. We have some strong leaders in here today. And I'm ready to be strong and courageous or crazy, whatever you want to call it, enough that God can use us for his purpose. Give God a hand. You know, the message did not go the way that I thought it would, which is probably exactly what he thought or knew. But I want everyone to look around and see what we have here. We have something here that has never been here before. We have people together that have not been together in a long time. Why is that? Because you've seen the light. You've seen what God can do. Don't let the enemy outsmart you. Don't let him get in your kitchen and find a spot and say, oh, I got him. No. Every day, he said, we're new. If there's anything you can count on is that we're going to fall, but he's always okay. That's okay. That's all right. I've got crazy Stephen up there to pick you right back up. That's what he's doing. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you for believing. You're here because you're believing in something. And I hope that belief stays with you, because I won't stop. I am fully persuaded that I'm going to keep messing up. But even though I mess up, his grace does not let me fall. Before we leave today, is there anyone here? Pastor Roger, we come down. Is there anyone here today? That would like to make a decision? Not to... You don't have to preach. Good gosh, I don't know how they do it. But if you have something in you that says, ugh, I want to go, but then that's Him calling you. He's calling you up here right now. He gave me 9 days to get up and speak in front of you. That's not enough time. I'm not that smart. Everybody knows that. Has He put something in your heart and you want to let go? If He has, I'd love to pray with you.
In your heart, the Lord's knocking on your heart's door.